The two words alternative investments seem to evoke strong opinion when it comes to portfolio construction. Some are strong protagonists, some are strong antagonists, and I guess there's a bunch of people in the middle who have no opinion whatsoever. Like all facets of portfolio construction, we believe that quality portfolio construction only comes from a robust and defensible portfolio construction philosophy. So we're going to discuss the what, the how, and the why of alternative assets in the context of what's your belief. This session is therefore designed to challenge your portfolio construction beliefs with respect to alternative investments. First, the what. What are alternative investments? Alternative investments are often defined not by what they are, but what they're not. That is, an alternative investment is a position in something other than a long position in either equity or debt. That's the view of Anson from 2006 in the Handbook of Alternative Assets. Is that a statement that you can agree with? Well, the rest of this presentation is based around that premise, and the challenge is for you to work your way through the consequences of that premise and come to your own view at the end of this presentation. The main high-level alternative investment asset classes include hedge funds and private markets. So either single strategy or multi-strategy from either a relative value arbitrage or a directional category of hedge funds. And when it comes to private markets, there's a whole array of private market opportunities. And in each of these two groups, two asset classes, hedge funds and private markets, even within each of the asset classes, in that definition that we've described, there's a wide variation of risk and return characteristics, and then a wide variation of fund manager skill in selecting the assets and asset classes that are going to deliver optimal and superior adjusted returns over reasonable time periods. So if you accept the definition that alternative investments are positions in assets other than long positions, either debt or equity, what does that mean? Well, an argument from the Certified Investment Management Analyst, or CIMA, textbook, the Investment Advisor Body of Knowledge, says that to be considered an alternative investment asset class, an investment must demonstrate one or both of the following. Alpha-based, for example, hedge funds via a different approach to trading in traditional markets, a niche risk premium exploited by active trading or management, an exploitation of cracks in the financial markets, a tactical application to add excess return, and or beta-based, for example, in private markets via a systematic risk premium that is different to that derived from stocks and bonds, or a premium to listed markets that wholly or partly reflects liquidity risk. So in the context of that description, there's a wide disparity of alpha through to beta alternative investment opportunities. This chart is illustrative only, but it gives you an idea of the wide array of potential opportunities sitting inside the alternative investments description or asset class. What about the how? How do you go about investing in alternative investments? In some respects, it's not a lot different from selecting any specialist investment manager. Clearly, manager selection is important, and the questions to consider are, what's the real evidence of inefficiency in the asset class in question? And then, how is that inefficiency cost-effectively captured by a particular fund manager? And then, can the fund manager demonstrate the skill and repeatable ability to cost-effectively capture alpha through different cycles and events? And then finally, is the strategy suitable for the portfolio objectives? If these questions can be satisfactorily answered through quality, primary and secondary fund research and analysis, then there's good argument to conclude that alternative investments may add value into an appropriate portfolio. And of course, we need to remember that manager selection is particularly important because of the wide disparity of returns in this one bucket of alternative investments, as you can see from this slide. After thinking about what alternative investments are, and we've given one specific definition for you to consider, and the how to go about thinking about alternative investment selection, what about the why? What's the verdict on the why alternative investments should be included in a portfolio? There's ability to demonstrate that asset allocation is improved with alternative investments. While they won't guarantee stellar or even necessarily improved returns, there's good argument to demonstrate that alternative investments in the categories we've defined will ensure strategic diversification. In other words, alternative investments can be shown to shift the efficient frontier in a northwesterly direction. Alternative investments allow an investor to reduce risk for a given level of return or increase return for a given level of risk. Or alternatively, without access to best-of-breed alternative managers, without appropriate manager search and selection, asset allocation improvement and flow-on effects may well be modest. So to sum up, there is a case for alternative investments adding value in a quality portfolio. But like many things, it just depends. It depends on your definition of alternative investments. That's the challenge for you to consider with respect to your philosophy. It depends on the how you go about manager selection. In conclusion, here's a quote from Peter Brook when it comes to you thinking about alternative investments along with any aspect of your portfolio construction philosophy. Have firmly held views, but simultaneously be open-minded. As Peter Brook said, hold on tightly and let go lightly. All the best with your consideration about the role that alternative investments could play in your quality portfolio construction.